shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me. I am DJ Shockley here for another edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback, where choosing great furniture is just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable every single day. We got a couple good plays for you this week. Let's jump right on into the plays. I'm going to start off with a good one. We got a good one and a bad one, so we're going to keep it pretty good. So I start off with a good one here. First play here is with Mr. O'Brien Schofield. Here's Schofield right here. He's the guy who has to set the edge. He's going to set the edge. What's going to happen is the Minnesota Vikings are going to run a stretch play to this side. Adrian Peterson is going to come outside. He wants to get this corner, but he's not going to be allowed because Schofield does a good job of holding his edge. He's going to take on the fullback with his opposite arm and then keep containment here so he has to get outside, force Adrian Peterson back to the middle. So as the play gets started, you're going to see right here. He's doing a good job of keeping containment. I fast forward just a second, and you see with that left arm, he does a good job with this left arm right here, and now he has outside containment here. He keeps outside containment. If he doesn't keep outside containment, look what happens. Look at all the room out here for Adrian Peterson to run. He has blockers outside. His linemen have gotten up to the next level, and nobody is over here for Adrian Peterson. We know Adrian Peterson in space is trouble. So he does a good job of holding his edge, and then he's going to force the football back inside. And here comes the flow. Here comes all the flow from your guys from the inside, and that's what you want. Adrian Peterson still is going to pick up 2 or 3 yards, but at the same point, Schofield does a very good job of holding the edge, because if he doesn't hold the edge, it's probably a 30, 40, 50-yard, even a touchdown. So great job of O'Brien Schofield holding the edge, doing a good job of setting the edge and keeping containment on a very, very good running back. Good job, Mr. Schofield. All right, we just saw a good play from the defense. Now I got to show you a not-so-good play offensively, but this could have been avoided. Simply, this is the big 4th-and-1 play that we had here in the fourth quarter, and they're actually going to blitz this linebacker, who is Anthony Barr. He's going to blitz right through here. But I want you to focus on, we have 5 offensive linemen right here. They're only blitzing 1, 2, 3, 4, and here's the 5th guy coming in. So by numbers rule, we should be able to pick up all 5 of these defenders that are blitzing. What happens is there's bad communication between the guard and the center. Whenever you have a guy come up in the A gap or the B gap, they have to communicate and say, all right, this is what we got to do. We got to squeeze it so that you always protect the closest man to the quarterback. And right now, this guy's going to be the closest man to the quarterback. They should squeeze this right here, and the center should take this nose guard, and the guard right here, who is Levitre, should take this blitzing linebacker. So as the play starts, you're going to see he come up and blitz. And now you see we have 5 guys. It should be 1, 2, 3, 4 on 5. And we should be protected. And I think that's why Matt held onto the football, because it's 5 on 5. He feels like we should be protected and I should be able to get this football out. But because of the lack of communication, one guy thinks somebody else has him. And now Levitre is late coming off. And now we have what we have is the sack fumble coming off the edge. And just an unfortunate play up front because it was 4th-and-1. It happened so fast. It should have been picked up. And we're going to swatch it from his back angle one more time. And you see the center, he tries to pass it off, but the guard has to be a little bit quicker coming off. And by the time he figures out, hey, that's my guy, it's a little bit too late. And you see Matt has time if we pick it up. And he probably is a good completion. But other than that, just not a very sound play up front. The guys have to communicate a little bit better. We had it picked up. We had it blocked right. Had 5 guys to block 5 guys, so it should have been picked up and should have picked up for a first down. All right. Sorry, guys. Unfortunate play there, but there's still a lot more season to go. Falcons are still in it and looking forward to this game next week versus the Tampa Bay Bucs. Thank you guys for joining me for the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. It's been fun. I'll see you guys next week.